ever visited a musical town and only after returning home realized you should have seen way more sights? Well, this is exactly what happened to Whitney and I when we visited Austin, Texas, which is why today on the Acoustic Tuesday show, I'm going to share with you 10 must-visit places in Austin. Hey, TAC family, and welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 158. This show is designed to bring fun, focus, and progress to your guitar journey through my weekly Guitar Geek list, and of course, hearing success stories from your fellow TAC members. This week, you're gonna learn about Sharon T, who went from a guitar observer to an onstage jammer, and yes, to even an open micer. But first, let's dig into the 10 must-visit places in Austin, Texas. First up on my list is the Stevie Ray Vaughan statue in Town Lake Memorial Park. Pretty sure I got that right. It's in a beautiful park right along, I believe it's called Lady Bird Lake, and it is incredible. Fun for the whole family. In fact, this is a place that I recommend everybody go when they visit Austin. It's got tons of walking trails, and yes, right along the shore of the lake is a statue of guitar great Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's an incredible sight for a guitar geek. It's an incredibly beautiful sight for an entire family, and not to mention, it's totally free. Unless they've changed things since I've been there, but all we did was park, went and have a look at the statue, and walked along the lake. It was pretty amazing. If you go to Austin, you're definitely gonna need a place to stay. And for us, it was the Austin Motel on South Congress. This is such a cool, kitschy, kind of roadside motel, and one that really conjures up the vibe where, well, it just feels like you're stepping back in time. In fact, Whitney and I stayed here on a whim because we had no reservations. We were just playing it by ear, and I'm so happy that we stayed here. Not to mention the hotel itself is cool, but it places you right amidst all the action. There's plenty of restaurants and some other cool Austin notable places right along the strip there by the Austin Motel. As a true guitar geek, the next location on my list is definitely for you. It's Austin Vintage Guitars. And a fellow artist, actually a previously featured Acoustic Tuesday artist, Simon Flory, tipped me off to this wonderful, wonderful store. This is a store that you walk into and you kind of feel like you found a hidden gem. It's got a bunch of really great used instruments, really great vintage instruments. I would recommend following them on Instagram as well because they post some really great arrivals and they just have some downright cool stuff. And again, it kind of feels like nobody else has heard of it, which is why it made my list. I would be silly if I did not mention this next place on my list, and that is the Moody Theater where they film Austin City Limits. Yes, this place is located on West Willie Nelson Boulevard. There's a statue of Willie Nelson outside, and it is an absolute guitar geek's delight. Just walking around the building is cool, but if you get a chance to see a show there, that is the ultimate experience. On each level, and I wanna say there's three levels, at least from what I could see, there are pictures of past performances, and it's like taking a walk back into music history. In fact, Whitney and I saw a very non-acoustic act there. We actually saw Lamb of God there. But I digress. We actually got kicked out at the end because we were just roaming the halls looking at all the incredible pictures of past performances. If you're bopping around Austin for any amount of time at all, quite simply, you're gonna need to eat. You need the sustenance for your guitar geek travels, so these next two places are for you. But we're gonna take them one at a time because they each need their due focus. The first is Daruma Ramen. This place is incredible, and I have to say that I was kind of a fan of ramen prior to this place, but this place made me a full-on convert, and if I could eat here every single day, I would. They used to operate out of their 6th Street location, but now because of COVID closures and things like that, I'm not sure exactly why, but they moved to their Airport Road location. Nonetheless, it's a great place for a great bowl of ramen. The next place on my list for us hungry guitar geeks is Guero's Taco Bar. This place is on Congress Avenue, in fact, not too far from the Austin Motel. And if you like sitting on a patio, sipping a nice cold drink of your choice, eating tacos, this is the place for you. It's got the vibe, it's got the food. The food is delicious, and it's kind of in the thick of it, and a place you absolutely need to go. So you're thinking to yourself, Tone, you've got the statues, you've got the historical locations, you've got the food, I can go guitar shopping, but what about simply shopping for records? Well, you need to head over to Waterloo Records on 600 North Lamar Boulevard. This is a place that I really wish Whitney and I could have went. We just didn't have the time. Waterloo is an incredibly historical record store, hosting so many in-store performances, most notable Willie Nelson playing with Asleep at the Wheel. Actually, I don't even know if that's the most notable. I was looking at the list and there's just so many. I believe Nirvana played there, Sarah Jarosz played there. The list goes on and on and on. Quite plain and simple, it's an incredible record store and one that you need to check out. All right, we're getting to the final three locations, and I have to say that each of these three locations is vital to us guitar geeks, and each of these three locations I didn't have the chance to go to on my first trip to Austin. So they've made the list for my second trip to Austin whenever I can go there again, whenever I can travel again safely. So next up is the Continental Club. The Continental Club is located on Congress, and it is one of those iconic music venues, the kind of venue that the who's who have played there, not to mention it's one of those smaller venues where you can have a true musical experience. It feels like you're stepping back in time. It feels like you go there and the show is put on just for you. It's on my list for next time, and it should definitely be on yours as well. This next place is incredible. I don't know if you know this, but the best instrument cases in the world are built in Austin, Texas. Yes, indeed, Calton Cases calls Austin, Texas home. So the next time you're in or around Austin or are planning a trip to Austin, make sure to reach out to them and see if you can get maybe a factory tour or check out the showroom so you can see firsthand how much work goes into these cases or just check out the amazing colors and finish options that they have. The last and final spot on my list of 10 must-visit places in Austin, Texas is Collings Guitars. Yes, indeed, the Collings factory is located in Austin, and I have to say, you gotta check it out. I didn't get a chance to go on my first trip to Austin, but it's certainly on my list for my next trip to Austin. Collings Guitars and mandolins, even their electrics, continue to just slay me. The tone goes on for days, the fit and finish is impeccable, and to get a chance to see that up close is pretty darn cool. Now, I'm not sure that they do factory tours regularly, so if you do find yourself in or around Austin, make sure to call ahead and see what the scoop is. But I gotta say, being able to see those things being made firsthand has got to be incredible, and it's something that I look forward to seeing one day. There you have it, my 10 must-visit places while you're in Austin, Texas. Now, I need your help, because the inspiration for this list was based on me designing my next vacation, whenever I can travel again. So in the comments below, if you've been to Austin, please let me know your favorite place, and bonus points if you're an Austin local and you can give me an off-the-beat recommendation. Now, with the holidays coming up and vacations probably pending, I thought it was a good time to just reflect on how vacations can impact your guitar routine. A lot of times we look at vacations as the ultimate guitar routine interrupter. They don't have to be. Case in point, if you go on a vacation and you still surround yourself with guitar things, things that keep your head in the game, it's that much easier to hop back into your routine when you return home. And again, I thought this was pretty timely because we do have the holidays coming up, and I have to say that it's tough because going into the holidays, a lot of times we feel like, yeah, I'm really into this day-to-day playing. I'm playing guitar day after day. I'm feeling the progress. I'm getting better. I have a solid routine. And then the holidays come and it feels like it throws all of that out of the window. It doesn't have to be that way. In fact, for those of you going on vacation, if you can bring your guitar, that's even better because you can bring it and maybe inspire a fellow family member to pick up the instrument, which is pretty darn cool. Now I want to focus on the Tack family a little bit. In fact, I want to introduce you to a fellow guitar geek named Sharon T. Now, Sharon T's guitar journey has illustrated how important a regular guitar playing routine can be, because she went from guitar observer to onstage jammer to open micer. Let me explain. I've got a couple of quotes from her, but I want to share with you her story from my perspective. Now, I first met Sharon some 4 or 5 years ago when she was at the Tony's Acoustic Challenge Jamboree, which is now the Acoustic Life Festival, but then it was the Tack Jamboree, and she was there in support of her husband. She didn't play guitar at all at that point in time. In fact, she has a quote here, "I was a genuine, real newbie. I had no musical background. I had never played an instrument. The only thing I knew was that I was enjoying watching the Hubs, Dom, learn how to play, and I felt a little envious when I saw how much he was enjoying it. Now, fast forward to the next year at the TAC Jamboree, and she showed up there, again with Dom, but this time she had a guitar in her hand. And it was the coolest moment because her guitar journey really had just started at that point in time. And she was telling herself, I can't do this. I only know a D chord. I don't know, I can't jam with other people by simply playing a D chord. And I said, yes, you actually can. And she did. In fact, she recently celebrated a TAC-iversary. I want to say it was her third or fourth TAC-iversary. 3 or 4 years with Tony's Acoustic Challenge. Pretty amazing, and congratulations is definitely in order here. But check this out. I mentioned the story of the D chord for a very important reason. So I asked her the question, what are three things you can do now that you couldn't do before Tony's Acoustic Challenge? And the first thing, she said, obviously, I can rock a D chord like no one else. I mean, I can sus it, I can minor it, I can even add it. I can do a whole progression of D-like chords. But seriously, I have learned so much aside from just learning to play. I understand music in a whole different way, I hear it with a new appreciation, I recognize the complexity of even the most simple progressions, I am constantly growing, trying to learn scales and patterns, I am dabbling in theory, I still don't know which style of music and playing I enjoy most, so I am embracing it all. Now, the reason I'm sharing Sharon's story with you, that's tough to say, sharing Sharon's story, but the reason I'm sharing her story with you is because she would not be able to attain this if it wasn't for her regular playing habit. I don't think to this date Sharon has missed an Acoustic Life Festival. In fact, I know that. I don't think that. I know that. And each year I see her, she gets better. And I remember last year when we had the festival, not this year, this last summer, but the year prior, she looked at me and she said, hey, I'm playing way more than a D chord now. And not only did she jam on stage with a band, she actually played her first open mic, which is incredible. To see somebody go from not playing guitar at all to playing with other people and playing an open mic, a song, for a crowd, and there's probably 100 people in the crowd. She did that, and I attribute that to her dedication to her guitar playing through her guitar routine. Day in and day out, she's putting in the time. She might not have a full day to put in to guitar playing, but she puts in her 10 minutes and then she goes about her day. And she does that same thing the following day. It's so cool to see the fruits of a solid guitar routine play out. In fact, there's no better example than I can share than this one, because I've seen Sharon from non-guitar player status to full-on open micer, which is so awesome. So congratulations, Sharon, on your recent TAC-iversary, and I can't wait to see where your guitar routine takes you next. The Acoustic Tuesday show is nearly at its end, but there's a couple of random things that I want to share with you right now. First of which, let's visit some comments from last week's episode. It was all about guitar movies, and holy smokes, did you all have some incredible recommendations for me. Roan M. says this, also a great movie, Inside Llewyn Davis. Oscar Isaac plays and sings in it, the guitar is a really cool old Gibson L1, and there's some other old acoustics as well. And as soon as I saw the title, in fact, Roan wasn't the only one that recommended it, I thought to myself, Tone, how could you forget that movie? It's an incredible movie, and definitely one that I would recommend. I've seen it, I love it, so Roan is dead on, and as are many of the others who recommended that movie. Let's go ahead and check out another one, another movie recommendation from Texas Newfie, OMG, How Could You Miss August Rush? I don't know how I missed it. I just didn't think of it. I've seen it before. It's a great guitar movie. So yes, it should have definitely been on my list. And then one more, I guess. This is another one, and this I'm not going to attribute this to any one watcher because there were so many recommendations saying, Tone, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? A phenomenal movie. I can't believe I missed it on my list. And that movie is responsible for me kind of diving into the folk genre in the first place. So, very great movie and certainly worthy of it being on the list. I want to thank everyone for leaving comments and watching the show last week. So very cool of you to interact like that. It's great to hear from you, and the movie recommendations keep pouring in. So keep them going if you watched that episode. A couple more random news items. I'm a little late to the party on this one, but Sturgill Simpson just released a new album. I think, I guess now, at the time of this airing, it'll be about 2 weeks ago. And I have to tell you, Emerson and I have been absolutely wearing it out. Well, we haven't been wearing it out. We've been streaming it, but I have pre-ordered the vinyl. Very cool stuff. You can get the vinyl in a couple different options. If you go through Vinyl Me Please, you can get blue vinyl. If you go through your local indie record store, you can get green and yellow vinyl. And it's just a great album. It's entitled Sturgill Simpson's Cuttin' Grass, Volume 1. And it's a look at his catalog through kind of, well, bluegrass glasses. If you looked at Sturgill's catalog and you looked at it like this and said, oh, that's a lot of country music. And then you put your bluegrass glasses on, then you could actually be like, wow, those work incredible as bluegrass tunes. That's exactly what it is. It's a great album. Sierra Hall plays mandolin on it. She absolutely rips it up. It's incredible. So make sure to check that album out. And then one more final piece of news for you. Tomorrow, October 28th at 8 p.m. Central Time, the Country Music Hall of Fame is debuting this wonderful series where they take iconic instruments and put them into, well, incredible country players' hands. They're opening the vaults, okay? They're taking out Bill Monroe's mandolin, Buck Owens' harmony guitar. They're taking out Loretta Lynn's guitar, Johnny Cash's guitar, Mother Maybelle Carter's guitar, amongst many, many, many others. And they're handing them over to these artists, and the artists are playing songs with these guitars. Essentially, these old instruments are coming alive again. However you choose to say it, that's what I wanted to say. Anyways, make sure to check it out on their YouTube channel. Again, that's the Country Music Hall of Fame. To get more details, just visit their website, countrymusichalloffame.com. And again, that's tomorrow, October 28th at 8 p.m. Central Time. You can tune into that program. I certainly will be watching it, and I hope you do too.
This is number 8. The 8th guitar guy built
to touch something that has been touched by the great Dr. John or even Ronnie Milsap. I can't even explain that kind of feeling.
I felt it. I have John Prine's string grease on my fingers. I don't want to wash my hands.
It's been a long time since I've played it.
If this guitar could talk, you know, the stories it could tell.
All right, that pretty much wraps up the show for this week. Let's take a quick sneak peek into next week. Next week on the Acoustic Tuesday show, I'm going to show you the small-bodied guitars in my guitar arsenal. Yes, I know you thought that me sharing my guitar collection was probably nearing its end, but I've got more guitars to show you. One of them's from 1926. And you gotta see it. So that's gonna happen next week on the Acoustic Tuesday Show. I wanna thank you so much for joining me this week on the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Thank you for being a guitar geek. Remember, you can catch the Acoustic Tuesday Show every single Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time here on YouTube. And of course, for your Acoustic Tuesday fix in between Tuesdays, please visit acousticlife.tv. Until next time, remember, your guitar progress, however you define it, is only as good as your guitar routine. Thanks so much for joining me, and I'll see you next week. Cheers.